This is Isoban, and it's been a successful evening here at my local Barnes & Noble coffee shop. They have a nice area where you can sit down and get an actually pretty good cup of coffee at Starbucks chain. And it's attached to the bookstore, providing two of my favorite things at once, where I can sit down, drink some coffee, draw, and then read books, which is kind of cool. I am wrapping up, I think, for the evening. Some decent work done tonight. I did two layouts on my comic book, which is kind of being revamped a little bit in terms of direction. And I'm excited about it because it's looking pretty cool so far. Pretty cool indeed. Just thought I'd record another quick audio boo before heading out. I've got a book I need to pick up tonight. It's a book by Marie D. Jones called Science, P-S-I, Science. Looking forward to reading it. I read her previous book, which is 2013. Interesting book. Nothing really new information-wise, I have to say, but certainly sort of an interesting collection of relevant facts surrounding the whole 2012 thing. And it could be that before long on the Noosphere, we might be talking with Marie D. Jones. And I've heard quite a few interviews with the lady already, and she seems like a very, very sweet, sweet lady, and extremely intelligent and erudite guest. So hopefully we'll be talking to her. We actually have on the Noosphere coming up, we're recording tomorrow. We've got an interesting topic. We're going to be discussing how the internet has affected all these weird topics, all these strange things that we talk about on the show. What role has the internet played in the shape of things? And we, I believe, will have a surprise guest. Surprise guest tomorrow. Should be a lot of fun. I'm hoping he can make it. I haven't talked to him myself, but Eric tells me that he's going to be joining us. So stay tuned for that. Of course, the website is Noosphere Podcast. That's Noosphere, noospherepodcast.com. And go and check that out. I'm still kind of amazed that I can sit here and immediately broadcast this and post it out over the Audio Boo Network. I'm just blown away by it. And, of course, go and check out my sketchbook online, Isoban Journal. That's isoban.blogspot.com. And also send me an email. Love to hear from you. Isoban. And I think I am the only Isoban on the internet, as I've said many times. So just Google me, and you're going to find my sketchbook, and you're going to find the Noosphere and all that. isoban@gmail.com. Love to hear from everybody, and thanks for all the feedback. It's been great, and hopefully this weekend I'll be able to do one of my sketch rallies, where I'll sit and sketch and record, and you guys can send me requests, and I can upload those pretty much immediately. Hope you're having a wonderful evening wherever you may be. For some of you, it's very, very late. I know there's a hell of a lot of you in Britain, so if you're not in bed yet, go to bed. And there's a hell of a lot of you. As a matter of fact, what the internet has taught me is that most people I know, most of my friends, are either 2 hours ahead of me or 6 hours ahead of me or several hours behind me. Almost no one I know is actually in my time zone, so that makes it kind of interesting. So you're either in my future or in my past. Again, thanks for all the feedback. It's been fantastic. I am going to get something to eat. Have a good night.